97 on the Hill, Aaron Kitt coming at you live from Intrinsic Aura Studios at University Place. Also coming at you live from Intrinsic Aura Studios at University Place is Victor Lewis to catch us up on what's trending in the world. Hey.
Hello. All right. I have a story that I really, really have been looking forward to talking about.
Mm.
We're talking about the German train station in Berlin, the Deutsche Bahn, and their plan to play atonal music to drive out, quote, homeless people and drug users. This was inspired by a tweet, quote, tweeting the publication of using atonal music to drive out drug users. And the quote tweet was, boy, do I have bad news for you about drug users.
I was going to say, given the right drugs, a little Philip Glass can go a long way.
So that's a funny tweet.
Yes.
But that's not enough for trends.
Of course.
What is enough for trends is this plan has now been formally nixed forever, because on the first day that atonal music was supposed to be played through the speakers at the station, a full crowd showed up like it was a concert.
Of course.
Like they showed up to see what this atonal music was going to sound like. Shout out to German people for just being like, you know what? I would like to go to this outdoor atonal rave. Let's head on down to the train station and see what's popping. I could not find if the music actually played or if they saw the crowd approaching and nixed the whole thing. There was also a simultaneous protest that played some ambient music focused on Joanna Biles' Trains for cello and synthesizer, as well as music from Estonian-American vocalist, and I cannot say their name, but it's Sirjevise. And I listened to some of that music. That was pretty cool.
Sirjevise?
I mean, maybe.
I don't know.
I mean, I wasn't going to attempt it live on the air. I am not Evel Knievel. I do not get paid for the attempt. I only get paid when we complete a successful trend segment where I bungle absolutely nothing.
Maybe it's pronounced atonally.
It could be.
Maybe
yeah.
It's just like, That sounds like a Gregorian chant more than atonal music.
Well, see, that says a lot about me and UKEC, that we just can't not produce music. We have to. There is no atonal spirit here.
Well,
it
no, that
only
was
makes
that
sense.
Was still quite atonal.
Nah.
It just sounded like atonal and Gregorian.
It was clearly a chant. All
yes.
Right. All right. Other things that have sort of lost the plot. I would like to take a second to talk about an indie survival horror game set in a furniture store. Have you seen any of the stuff around this?
No.
All righty. I'm a little disappointed. It's based around the SCP Foundation wiki, which we've talked about before. And one of the SCP entries is specifically about a store that sounds suspiciously like IKEA.
Right.
Except this IKEA store, this not IKEA store, goes on indefinitely. It just keeps going, which is, you know, like SCP things do. It's kind of fun, poking fun at IKEA. The store is endless. Sure, whatever. Well, a indie developer made a Kickstarter for a survival game set in a furniture store that also suspiciously looks like IKEA. It's sort of like a Minecraft-y thing. The staff creatures come out at night dressed
okay.
in shirts that do not at all resemble IKEA uniforms. There's
not.
Signage that, of course, that's not IKEA signage. There's advertising for meatballs, et cetera, et cetera. And this dev was issued a cease and desist letter from IKEA itself. And they have subsequently agreed to take out some of the references, obliquely or otherwise, to the IKEA brand. I don't know. I feel like more companies need to get on the wagon here of knowing that this is free advertising.
Yeah, it really is. Like, I want to go to IKEA now.
Free advertising.
Yeah.
If you're playing a video game set in an IKEA store with meatball advertisements and the final boss is literally a giant meatball, this is doing nothing but ingratiating the concept of IKEA to me as a consumer. Maybe I'll go to a store just to walk around and think about the game that I played. I don't know. The cease
and
desist
cool
was not...
How cool would it be to have, like, the IKEA in Charlotte, like, become the haunted IKEA for Halloween and just, like,
See,
set up zombies and things?
Just slam dunks all over the place and old straight-laced IKEA sending lawyers after this one guy, which is not a dev team. It is just one guy. But if you're curious, the game is called The Store Is Closed.
Is it S-T-O umlaut R is closed?
It is close.
Ah.
S-T-Y-R. Steer.
Steer.
Stir.
Stir is
stir.
Closed.
Man, we're just full of weird
the
sounds.
Stir is closed.
The stir is closed. Herdiger, the stir is closed.
These meatballs are made of pork.
Yes.
That's terrible.
Well, I'm not going to be able to recover from this. I hope we've taken up enough time on trends.